Big topics, big ideas, big sky, Montana Talks.
Hey, coming up here in just a few minutes. First off, Aaron Flint, great to be with you. I am all set up here in Malta. Highway 2, the High Line, baby, that's where it's at. Yeah, we've been crisscrossing the High Line here for the past couple of days. Show in Cut Bank yesterday. I'm in Malta today. In a couple of hours, we got an incredible show for you. I think a bunch of our listeners here in KMMR country in Malta are going to come down and join us for the show just to sit in, just to listen in as well. So last night we were having dinner here at the GN with our great friends from KMMR Radio here. And seated a few tables away, it looked like a family reunion. It was so great. It was this husband and wife and their beautiful kids and their family. And then some other folks at the table. Let me tell you who some of the other people were. Well, let me first off tell you about that mom and dad. The dad, when he was 9 years old, had a spear go through his skull. I saw the spear with my own eyes last night. It was put into a case. So when he was 9 years old, he grew up in Lodgegrass, actually, but I think lives in Wyoming now, lived in Wyoming then. Yeah, as a nine-year-old kid, he had a spear go through his skull, and the doctor performs this medical miracle and saves his life. Well, last night is the first time they basically have gotten to meet and get together since that doctor saved his life. And so the doctor, she was there at the table. She lives here in Malta now. Anyway, it's just such an incredible story. But we're going to have a fun talking about it coming up later on in the 9 o'clock hour of the show, because the doc is actually known as Doc because she is a DJ now on the local radio station here in Malta. And another one of the DJs who has an on-air shift, he heard about this story. He helped organize this whole reunion. And so it's just a ton of fun. In fact, at the cafe, folks were having breakfast around the corner, and I could hear them talking about it. Oh, yeah, did you guys hear what's happening in Malta later today? So everybody's talking about it, and it's just such an incredible story that here's this woman who was an incredibly accomplished doctor, and she says, you know what, I'm going to move to Malta, Montana. And then she says, you know what? I love radio so much. I'm going to pick up a DJ shift at the local radio station. And folks enjoy listening to her on the radio. And, of course, when they heard this story, they're like, holy cow, this is crazy. But it was so cool to meet that family and to see just all their beautiful kids sitting at the table. And, of course, that entire family wouldn't even be here today if it wasn't for that doctor performing that medical miracle and saving that then young man who was only 9 years old and had a spear through his skull. So can't wait to tell you about that story. We're going to have the family. We're going to have the young man who's now a father now with some young kids of his own. And the doc, they're all going to be with us coming up here in the 9 o'clock hour. In the meantime, hey, we're going to continue on with the program like we normally would on a Freedom Friday. Becky Hillier is out today, but we got a couple of great guys filling in for Becky. Our friends Jake Penwell and Matthew McDonald. Remember these guys with the Yellowstone International Air Show? They brought the Blue Angels to Billings. They brought the Blue Angels to Montana back in 2023. They're bringing them back again this year. But one of the Blue Angels is flying in later this month. And I'm already getting messages from people that are like, hey, how do I get tickets? How do I get tickets? In fact, we got a listener all the way from Hamilton, Montana, here in Malta. And she's like, hey, when do tickets get available? We'll find out soon. Stand
by. Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With cloudiness and some breaks of sun around the area for today, high temperature readings will stay in the mid-30s to around 40 degrees. For tonight, we can expect partly cloudy skies, temperatures dropping off in the mid-20s to around 30. And then as we kick off into the weekend on Saturday, we'll see partly to mostly sunny skies, lower 40s in Bozeman, 50 in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
My phone is already blowing up right now. We had an article on our Montana Talks website about how the Blue Angels are coming back to Montana for the Yellowstone International Air Show here, America's 250th birthday, later this summer. But the Blue Angels are already coming back for a nice little flyover here, apparently in just a few days here later this month. We've got Jake Penwell and Matthew McDonald on the phone lines with us right now while I'm in Malta. Jake, first off, let's start with you. Man, I've already been sending people your way because, like I say, my phone's blown up. People want tickets. They're like, I went last time. I want to go again, or I screwed up and I didn't go last time, and I'm going this time.
And people are so excited. We couldn't be more excited to bring this back. It is probably one of the biggest highlights of my life was doing this last time. And bringing this back for a second time, geez Louise, it's the best follow-up to what we had before. And then having you in that plane last time, you got a little bit of the highlights while you were up there playing around with Blue Angel number 8 or number 7 last time. That was amazing.
Oh, it was incredible. I mean, you know, just to get a chance to meet the Blue Angels is incredible. Just to get a chance to see them fly, but to, you know, be one of two media folks to sit in the back seat. I mean, it was absolutely incredible. In fact, you know, Matthew McDonald, I think about the fact that, you know, 20 years ago, I was on the ground in Ramadi, Iraq, and we had F-18s providing air support for us. We had Anglico teams on the ground helping provide air support. And so it was so cool to sit in the back seat to see how incredible, you know, our air capabilities are that were supporting us guys on the ground.
I can't even imagine what that was like. But we do get an idea of what the show force looks like when we get to see, I mean, not just the Blue Angels and their F-18s, but we got a 35 coming back. We've got another demo with the F-18. We're going to have some secret flyovers. We can't even give you what that's going to be in the beginning. But, you know, the show last time was, it was amazing. And I think it was one of the better shows that, you know, in our region. But we're doubling down this time, Aaron, and we're going to, you know, it's like the tent. We're going to have two floors on the tent. Everything, we're doubling down. So it's going to be louder, faster, and I even say smellier. A lot of jet fuel.
Good. Yeah, keep the jet fuel coming. I love the smell of jet fuel in the morning. That's the other thing here. This had to be like the best party in the entire state of Montana last year. I mean, you guys went down and you said, okay, pro golfers, one of the biggest pro golf tournaments in the country, they have these fancy VIP suites down in Arizona. We're bringing them to Montana for this event. So now you're doubling up, even on those fancy VIP suites that you can watch the air show right there from. That's incredible.
There's only a few of those suites left, too. So if people want to grab those, please give us a call, let us know. And, you know, you were asking about tickets earlier. If you look at our Instagram or in some of our social media, and I would even direct people to our website to get the most updated information. That's YellowstoneAirShow.com. Go on there, and as soon as you hear the planes fly over on January 16th, our tickets are going to go on sale on our website. So we're ready to go. We're ready to hit that button and bring it available to everybody. I'm telling you, last time, Matthew and I, and I'll let Matthew speak to this also, but we had more of, Matthew and I, born and raised in Billings, Montana. We love this town. We want to show off this town, and that's why we do this air show. But we had more of our friends call us a couple of days before the air show begging us for tickets, and we're like, sorry, you know, we tried. We tried to warn you ahead of time. So get in early and get those tickets because they're going to go fast.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Matthew McDonald, what do you want to add on that front? So January 16th, it's already January 9th. This is not too far away. And I know people travel from all across the country, let alone all across Montana, for this big Yellowstone International Air Show.
Yeah, so next week, it's called Winter Visit. The number 7 jet, they'll fly to all 32 locations of the show. And they just come in and they, you know, make sure we're capable of having the show, our airfield's capable of, you know, hosting the show. And so, you know, I've seen some stuff out on Instagram and people think that they, you know, all the jets are coming. We just have number 7. And they come in and they just basically do a carrier break land. We do our business. We go to a conference room and then they leave the next day. So I don't want people to get their hopes up and think we have a full show here in January. But here's what Jake and I do. This is really unique to Billings. We give them a call when they're coming from Oregon and they say, we're coming in, we'll be in, you know, 12:30. And we say, hey, Billings is really excited. Can you do a little something extra? And so last time, they're like, yep. And so they came in full smoke, and then they ripped one around the city. So we hope we can get them, you know, talk them into doing it again. So when you hear that, that will be kind of the symbol that we strike that kicks off the ticket. So I don't know if you'll be able to hear it all over the city, but they're going to put the afterburners on, and it's going to be loud, and they're going to rip it. So I would say about 12:30, we'll go on sale for tickets.
That's incredible. I, by the way, if people, you know, just want to go get a taste of what it's like to be in the cockpit with these U.S. Navy Blue Angels, the full video is on YouTube, or you can look it up on our Montana Talks website of my flyover with them. But it was actually really cool. They recorded video of the whole flight. They recorded the audio. So Hans, who was the pilot I was flying with, he and I could talk, and then you could hear him talking to the tower. We had the whole thing up, the whole thing on video. And I actually took the audio and played it live over the radio the next day. And actually, it was really cool. Last night, Frank runs the board up here at KMMR in Malta, and he was running the board that day. He said, man, I'm getting tears in my eyes just listening to this, because hearing Hans communicate, hearing him describe what he's doing while we're in the middle of doing it, and I'm just barely staying, you know, upright, frankly, doing 7.3 Gs and spinning through the air a dozen times. I mean, Frank was just like, holy cow, I got tears in my eyes listening to this, just with such pride for our incredible U.S. military. Gentlemen, hold that thought. We'll be back right after the Farm and Ranch Report. So this is the incredible story that you're going to get a chance to hear about firsthand on Friday's Montana Talks. Hey, Aaron Flint here. I'm going to be broadcasting live from the GN in Malta. We've got Doc from the radio in Malta on KMMR. There's a reason they call her Doc. This is an incredible story, a medical miracle. Saved a young man's life. This is the first time they have met since that day. This is coming up Friday.
This is where Montana Talks at with Lane Norton.
I would just.
This week, USDA and the Department of Health and Human Services announced the new dietary guidelines for Americans. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Secretary of Health and Human Services, said nutrient dense food is the most effective path to better health and lower health care costs.
Protein and healthy fats are essential and were wrongly discouraged in prior dietary guidelines. We are ending the war on saturated fats. Diets rich in vegetables and fruits reduce disease risk more effectively than many drugs. Whole grains outperform refined carbohydrates. Added sugars, especially sugar-sweetened beverages, drive metabolic disease, and today our government declares war on added sugar. Highly processed foods loaded with additives, added sugar, and excess salt damage health and should be avoided. As Secretary of Health and Human Services, my message is clear: eat real food.
Kennedy and Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins say farmers and ranchers are at the forefront of the solution to healthier Americans, which means more protein, dairy, vegetables, fruits, healthy fats, and whole grains on American dinner tables. Again, the new dietary guidelines for Americans released this week in Washington, D.C. I'm Lane Northland. Have a great day.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. I might have left my microphone on there, left you guys in queue during the break, so you might have heard us just continuing our banter during the break, talking about flying with the Blue Angels. I checked in with Matthew McDonald. I was like, hey, what else do you guys want to focus on after this? He's like, hey, we told people about the ticket sales. The moment they hear that Blue Angel flying over Billings, the tickets for the Yellowstone International Air Show go on sale January 16th, and all the details are on the Montana Talks website. He's like, we got that out of the way. We can banter, but there is one more thing. Matthew McDonald, you were saying you guys have an app coming out for the Yellowstone International Air Show soon or already?
Well, it's in design. Kyle, our whiz, he designed an app that will probably release, I would say 2 months just to be safe, well before the show. But it's going to have, you know, all the updates, everything that, you know, you want air show. And this might even be the first air show app ever. But anyway, all things air show, all the updates. And, you know, as we get closer to the show, parking becomes really important, traffic.
So we'll have all that on there. There's going to be some games like Air Show Bingo that everybody gets to play, and there'll be some prizes. So, I mean, we're just having fun with this app. So once it gets out, I'll say everybody needs to have it on their phone.
I just hope the homepage for the app, you know, so when you pull up the app, there's just a gigantic photo of you in your Evel Knievel jumpsuit. I think that just screams America's 250th birthday right there.
It certainly does, but we don't want a picture of that on there. But we can make that happen.
Jake Penwell, you know, the other thing that was so cool about the Yellowstone International Air Show back in 2023, and you guys are saying you're doubling down on it. You know, Jake, you were in the Navy. I was Army. And a lot of people back here in Montana, we've got so many veterans. We've got so many, you know, folks who have kids serving in the military right now. But a lot of times the people here in Montana don't get to see the active duty military force. They don't get to see the jets, the ships, the troops in formation that often. And this literally was like something out of a movie. I mean, we had the Top Gun impersonators, you know, Ice and Maverick, and we had fun photos with them. You guys had a reception with the Blue Angels. The USS Billings sailors were there in their dress white uniforms. This is a chance for Montana. A lot of these people in these big military-based cities like San Diego and Norfolk, Virginia, they get to see this all the time. It is so rare that Montana gets to see our active force up close and personal, and that's what you guys also brought to Montana. It was incredible.
Well, I think, and I've told you this also, that in the late 80s, the Blue Angels came to Billings, Montana. I think it was the last time the Blue Angels were here. And I was in grade school. And was, you know, you're always trying to figure out what you want to be. And of course you're drawing pictures of being a firefighter or a cop or a doctor or a construction guy or whatever you are, playing in the sandbox. And the Blue Angels came in and I went up there and I made my decision at that moment, as soon as I saw them fly, that I was going to go into the Navy and I was going to go into aviation. And as soon as I got out of high school, I went into the Navy and I went into aviation. So it was such a good experience for me. I loved the military. It was amazing. It's not for everybody, but for most people, I would say it's a great opportunity. And I wanted to extend that out to some of the other kids in the area. And I think that's one of the coolest things in hindsight, some of the feedback that Matthew and I received, is just how many teachers and parents came up to us and said, you know, my kids never, ever thought about being in aviation or being in the military. But now, when they're doing art in school, they're drawing F-18 airplanes and they're drawing these different aspects, the cool aspects of being in the military. And I love it. It makes my heart feel good.
Yeah, it's incredible. And even the stuff on the ground static displays. I mean, the Army guys were getting some love too. The kids were loving to crawl into the back of the Bradley fighting vehicles that I think that were there back in 2023. Matthew McDonald, about a minute. I know you guys got to run here. The exact dates in August again, because we got listeners in Missoula right now, and I'm going to tell you guys, book your campsites now, book your hotel rooms now, because you're going to want to be there if you weren't there in 23.
Yeah, so it's a week later than last time. So this is going to be August the 22nd and the 23rd. That's Saturday and Sunday. And we also have another big event, the Bananas. Savannah Bananas are in town too, so that just doubles down on the amount of people. So if you're interested in coming from out of town, it is not too early to book now in hotels. So I highly recommend that.
The Savannah Bananas, apparently that is one of the hottest tickets in town as well. That's supposed to be very entertaining. They're kind of like the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball. And, yeah, they're going to be in Montana as well. I think they're doing a couple shows. I know they're doing Billings. I think they might be doing one other. Yeah, that's right. So all the more reason to book your hotel rooms or your RV sites right now, and then when those jets start roaring on the 16th, that's when you can get your Yellowstone International Air Show sites. But if you want one of those VI, I'll tell you what, if you've got a business and you want to take care of some clients or some of your employees, get a hold of Jake Penwell and Matthew McDonald at the Yellowstone International Air Show right now, because those VIP tents go fast. But that is the ultimate experience for watching the air show, I can guarantee you. All right, gentlemen, thanks for all you do. Tell you what, you're going to make Montana an even more special place for America's 250 birthday. Thank you so much for being with us, Jake Penwell, Matthew McDonald. We're going to get to the Fox News update here and then back with you in 60 seconds. We got some great friends from Malta here. I don't know if they want to be on the microphone or not, but the mics are open if they want to come down and join us on the show. And then, anyway, lots to All right. Hey, Aaron Flynn here with Montana Talks. Coming up here in just a few minutes, we've got another great guest who's going to join us on the show. Actually, it was Tim and Savage, our friend Tim Tharp out there in Savage on the Mondakistan border. He sent us a message on the Montana Talks app earlier in the week when the news came out. Michael Reagan has passed away. That Michael Reagan, the son of former President Ronald Reagan. Really cool Montana connections with Michael Reagan. You know, Michael Reagan, a great American patriot, but there's also some great Montana connections to that story as well. But we got a message from Tim and Savage saying, you know, hey, God bless Michael Reagan, and, you know, responding to the news when that came out earlier in the week. And I haven't talked too much about that news yet, A, because we've been on the road and been just slammed the entire time, but B, I wanted to wait until we could give Michael Reagan a more proper, tribute. And so coming up here in just a couple minutes, right around Christmas time, actually, I think it was Christmas Eve, we had my friend Doug Stebbleton on the show. Doug is a Hollywood film producer and documentary producer. He actually grew up, you know, 60 miles from where I sit right now. I'm in Malta. He grew up right down the road in Glasgow, Montana. And you guys might know our friend David Spady, who lives in Bozeman, who's also big with Salem Communications, and he's always hanging out with Trump down in Mar-a-Lago. David Spady also worked very closely with Michael Reagan, and I think posted a nice tribute on social media the other day as well. But Doug Stebbleton, he's probably back in L.A. right now or something like that, but he's going to join us here coming up in just a couple of minutes after the next break to give a tribute to Michael Reagan. The other interesting Montana connection is you think about this very style of show that I am doing right now. Some of you who have been listening to Montana News and talk radio for quite some years now, you probably remember the late Dave Berg. So Rob Nadelson, who's going to be with me on the show next week, Rob kind of started statewide talk radio in Montana, and then he decided to run for governor. Well, then Dave Berg, really, he had a show in Billings, and then they said, hey, why don't we take this guy statewide, Dave Berg. So Dave Berg really was the one who really launched statewide talk radio back in the 90s, and he grew it into Berg in the Morning. And so, you know, our show where we do conservative commentary and take phone calls just like Dave Berg did back in the day, and on pretty much the exact same stations, almost all the exact same stations that Dave Berg was on. Well, Dave Berg, if I'm not mistaken, I'll have to double check with Doug Stebbleton here, but I believe he was a producer for Michael Reagan. So several great Montana connections with Michael Reagan. So we'll talk about that more. Doug Stebbleton, who was just back home up here on the High Line of Montana just during the Christmas holidays. He'll be with us after this. 8 o'clock hour, Freedom Friday. Our good friend George Blackard with us like always in Malta. He'll be joining us over the phone, but we'll get into all the big news of the day, all the big topics of the day as well. A little hard to take phone calls when I'm on the road through our studio lines, but what you can do is send us a message on the Montana Talks app if you got something you want to share.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, hey, if you are listening in and around Malta, I know sometimes we'll get listeners that can pick us up in Grass Range through our Billings radio station, maybe even in southern Phillips County sometime here in the early morning hours. Keep heading north and come up and see us here. And then, of course, you'll pick us up in our statewide 9 o'clock hour on KMMR radio here in Malta. But we are broadcasting live from the GN Hotel and restaurant here. Had a steak dinner last night, so that was fun, catching up with some of our friends here on the ground. Right now, what an honor to have Doug Stebbleton back on the program with us. He was just about 60 miles down the road from us here in Malta, back home in Glasgow over the holidays, and we had a great time catching up with him then. But, yeah, Doug, sad news to hear the passing of an incredible American patriot, Michael Reagan. So many Montana connections, too, with Michael Reagan.
Yeah, I was fortunate to know Michael. I met him, I think, back in 2010, and we had worked on some various projects that dealt with World War II history and some films and that dealt with his father as the president, which we can get into. But yeah, it was sad news. I heard it a couple of days ago just when it came. I was listening to the Larry Elder show on the radio and it came in live and he mentioned that. I just, yeah, it was really sad to hear that.
Yeah, and then David Spady, who's, you know, he's got a real interesting story, and he's well-connected nationally as well. You know, he's worked with Salem Communications, lives in Bozeman, but kind of goes back and forth to California as well with Salem Communications. But he's always at Mar-a-Lago and all these other places. But he apparently had worked closely with Michael Reagan as well.
Yeah, he actually knew Michael longer than me. I think he's, I just saw a recent Facebook post that he met Michael back in 1998. And they had worked together, I think, on some stuff and have been friends a long time. So, yeah. And Spady, as I mentioned to you, went to, he's from Bozeman, but he came to Glasgow and he lived in Glasgow for a year. So we met in 11th grade for a whole year, and that's how we knew each other. And then we reconnected about 15 years ago. And he came to Normandy with me for the 70th D-Day anniversary, and Michael was on that trip. So we had a neat group of people, and Spady had a great trip on that trip.
Yeah, he's a great guy as well. Talk about when you first met Michael Reagan. I think it was back in 2010, and you ended up producing a short film because you're a Hollywood film producer, Hollywood documentaries as well. But you ended up producing a short film titled Reagan at Normandy. That was kind of where it all started, right?
Yeah, my friend Jay Hoffman, who actually was in President Reagan's first term, one of his foreign policy guys, I started producing movies with him and brought him to Normandy. And then he knew Michael, and that's how I met Michael. And then we decided to do a little short film for the Airborne Museum in conjunction with them, and it was called Reagan at Normandy. And President Reagan, a lot of people don't know, was the first sitting U.S. president that came to Normandy to honor the World War II veterans there. And he gave a very famous speech that people can watch on YouTube at Point du Hoc, where the Rangers climbed the cliffs. And also at the Omaha Beach Cemetery above the Bluffs of Omaha Beach, he talked there. So that was our first project, and that turned out really good. And that led us to doing another film. And Michael Reagan actually was the narrator on that film. He was on camera at the start. And then we did a long-form World War II film called Heroes of World War II, the European Campaign. And Michael was also the narrator on that. And that led us into a couple other things in Normandy. So, but that's, yeah, it was great working with him. He was always, you know, very professional because, you know, he had his own radio show for many years. We did pretty cool projects together.
Yeah, tell us a little bit more about Michael Reagan, the man. A lot, you know, people are familiar with. But by the way, it's also interesting that when President Reagan was the first sitting U.S. president to go to Normandy, which is crazy to think, you know, that for 40 years a sitting president hadn't been to Normandy for the D-Day anniversary. But when it, you know, a lot of our friends in Bozeman especially would be interested in knowing that it was 1984 when President Reagan was there visiting Normandy as the first sitting U.S. president. But tell us about Michael Reagan, President Reagan's son, the man, the person, and what really drove him, what, you know, the voice that he was to America.
I didn't get a chance to hear much. I think, I'm not sure when his radio show ended, but I definitely got to hear a little maybe that last year. And yeah, he was very, very up on current events. Being a conservative, he knew everything in that realm, but he was always giving great commentary on what was going on in the world, but definitely in the United States. And he also, after he got out of the radio business, he also did write a lot of editorials and stuff for different, I think, magazines or newspapers. And I think he was on Newsmax for a while writing for them. But he was a pleasure to work with. He was very professional, easy to work with. When we did those movies, he would come in, give him the stuff ahead of time, and he'd make notes. But he was very creative, but he was always prepared, very professional. Like I said, easy to work with, no attitude. And he, in the things that we were doing, which was World War history, he genuinely was, he loved that history, and he loved, he had a deep respect for the veterans, you know, who lived it. So it wasn't really hard for him to do and say the things that we
had him do on the films, because he really did believe that stuff. It was just came out of him naturally.
Well, and that's why I particularly want to, you know, put the spotlight on Michael Reagan here in Montana, not just because of the Montana connections. You know, I believe David Berg was who had Berg in the Morning for a long time, was a producer for Michael Reagan's show. Your connection, David Spady's connection, but also, you know, as a veteran myself, you know, it's great to pay tribute to those who do everything they can to honor our veterans. And that's what Michael Reagan did. And that's what you've been doing. The guest you had on with us back on Christmas Eve, that's what he's doing now to honor, the Vietnam veterans and the post 9/11 veterans. And that's what you and Michael Reagan have done for our World War II veterans. And so it's a big debt of gratitude for the folks who recognize those who have served and sacrificed.
Yeah, and another thing about I wanted to mention about Michael is he took great pride in his father's legacy when it came to President Reagan's role in honoring the World War II veterans, because he did that, because he was a veteran himself also. You know, he did a lot of I guess he had bad eyesight, President Reagan, so he didn't get to go overseas, but he did a lot of films for the War Department, combat and this and how to fly an airplane, and he did a lot of films that they made in Hollywood, so that was his effort for the war. Or that's what he did for the war effort. And so anyway, a great president, and Michael was a great man, and it was an honor to know him and work with him. And yeah, he's someone who will deeply be missed by me, and I know a lot of people.
Well, Doug's Double, it's great catching up with you as always. What's your next project? What are you working on next, or what are you working on right now?
Right now I'm doing a film, a documentary film called America at 250 Through the Eyes of Our Heroes, and it's about America's 250th birthday, which is, this year. And our angle is we're talking to World War II veterans that are 100 years old or more, and kind of getting their take on what it was like to serve America. And a lot of them have, military history through the last 250 years of their, father maybe being in World War I, grandfather and great-grandfather in the Civil War, and even going back to the Revolutionary War. I've talked to some of them, have a thread going back all those years. So that's a project I'm working on right now, and I'm spending a lot of time because I have to get it done by July.
That's going to be a must-watch. So have you already been having some of these conversations? What's standing out to you? Is there like one thing that was said? What's the most captivating audio or video you've gathered so far?
Well, I've only interviewed two veterans so far. One was 101 years old. He was a submariner in the Pacific. And another one is a gentleman named Jack Moran, who was also 101, and he was in the Battle of the Bulge. And then I have, another maybe 15 or 20 that I got to go interview. And actually, I didn't mention this, but this is actually a film that David Spady is a film producer with me. He's a producing partner on it. So him and Jay and I, because we all know each other. So, but to answer your question, the first two guys that I interviewed, well, these guys, the guy, Jack, he actually saw combat in at the Battle of the Bulge. And, some of the stories he told me of, friends of his getting killed and how they got killed. And, those guys were almost freezing over there. They didn't have any winter clothing. And just when you hear those stories, we have it pretty easy over here. And to hear what they went through and the ones that survived, they're very grateful. They can't believe that they survived and their friends, didn't. And I don't know, I'm just amazed. I've been, like I said, interviewing these guys for the last, these veterans for the last, 20 years. And I just have such an amazing respect for them.
No matter how many you've talked to over how many years, it just still continues to amaze you what they endured, what they sacrificed, and what some of them survived. It's so great you're continuing to share these stories. Doug Stebbleton, great to have you on the show. Thanks again so much. Great to hear from you. Say hello to our friend David Spady when you run into him as well. Quick break here with Montana Talks, broadcasting live from the GN in Malta. Freedom Friday coming up next hour, and then a very special program in the 9 o'clock hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Three receivers bunch to the left. Beck is looking that way. And still looking. Takes off running. Carson Beck with his legs puts Miami on top. What a drive.
There were times that you've been doubted. you've maybe doubted yourself, Carson, but as you're running the ball into the end zone in that crucial moment, what does that feel like as you cross the goal line?
I don't even know. I mean, it's the best feeling I've ever had in my life.
How do you top that? On ESPN, University of Miami quarterback Carson Beck ran for the game-winning touchdown at the Fiesta Bowl with 18 seconds left last night. Miami held off Ole Miss 31-27 to advance to the national championship game for the first time since the 2003 Fiesta Bowl. Ole Miss had a chance to win. A couple of completions moved the Rebels 40 yards downfield to the Miami 37. Ole Miss's final attempt, an incomplete pass to the corner of the end zone. The Hurricanes victorious. Carson Beck threw for 268 yards and two touchdowns, along with an interception. He and his teammates now get set to play for the first national title at Miami since 2001. The Canes will have the comfort of essentially playing a home game next. The national championship, Monday, January 19th, is at Miami's home, Hard Rock Stadium. The Hurricanes will face the winner of tonight's Peach Bowl in Atlanta between Indiana and Oregon. Indiana, the number one seed of the college football playoff, favored tonight by 3.5 points. Former Florida Gators quarterback DJ Lagway transferring to Baylor. Around 48 hours after Washington quarterback DeMond Williams announced he would enter the transfer portal, Williams called an audible and announced he'll be staying at the University of Washington. NFL, Miami Dolphins fired head coach Mike McDaniel Thursday, which made Miami the 8th NFL team that needs a new head coach. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With cloudiness and some breaks of sun around the area for today, high temperature readings will stay in the mid-30s to around 40 degrees. For tonight, we can expect partly cloudy skies, temperatures dropping off in the mid-20s to around 30. And then as we kick off into the weekend on Saturday, we'll see partly to mostly sunny skies, lower 40s in Bozeman, 50 in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Man, if you guys missed Tuesday's Montana Talks, we were live from the Montana Chamber's Business Days at the Capitol event. We also had Senator Steve Daines join us from the U.S. Capitol in Washington. Back in Helena, I caught up with a minister from the Alberta government in Canada. We had a gun business that operates in both Alberta and Montana. We had Democrat and Republican lawmakers, a bunch of great business guests. And
the year you finally take control. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
You're listening to Montana Talks, bringing truth and freedom to Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Well, I'll tell you, it's been so much fun here over these past couple of days, just catching up with all sorts of great folks, some people that will join me on the microphone, and then some folks that just pop down just to say hi and have a cup of coffee. I just saw one of our listeners who's called in from time to time as well, and we've had him on as a guest from time to time as well, Jim in Malta. He's got to head down the road to work, but it was great to see him. He stopped in and said hello. We've got great insight from him on the trucking industry and so many other topics and more over the years. And then I mentioned we have Michelle here all the way from Hamilton, Montana. I was telling her, I was like, hey, it's really cool. You know, now we're on the air even in the 7 o'clock hour and the 8 o'clock hour in Missoula now as well. Because before, the Missoula only carried our statewide 9 o'clock hour of the show. And now they're carrying 3 hours of the show. And so fun to be there. You know, all three of my kids were born in Missoula. And of course, my wife's, born and raised in Missoula. We both went to college there, so it's so fun to be on for 3 hours a day. But I was telling Michelle, because she's in Hamilton, she's here visiting her daughter in Malta, who's doing some really interesting work up here. And I said, oh, we're on the radio in Missoula now. She's like, oh, I just listen on the apps. And then she's like, I never know when you're on, what station here or there. I just listen on the apps. So that's kind of fun having her down in Hamilton in the early morning hours of the show. Let's see, some of the big stories of the day. Yesterday when we had David Noble in the house, we were talking just about, you know, this Minnesota story. And now you've got the mayor of Minneapolis and you've got Governor Tampon Tim Walz basically calling for their own people to burn down their own streets. They are cheering on the violence. They are cheering on the hate. And it's just so absurd. Did you guys hear about this story out of Portland? So when I was driving across the High Line, I heard the news update on the radio, and there was something in the news about another ICE shooting in Portland. Well, actually, it wasn't ICE. It was other federal law enforcement agents. But, you know, you could tell what the media narrative was, right? Oh, ICE gets in another shooting, this time in Portland. Well, we got the real update this morning, of course, through Fox and, you know, the Fox News updates and Fox. I think it was Fox and Friends that I heard it on. Actually, it was Customs and Border Patrol agents who were involved in this one in Portland. And the two people who were shot, by the way, apparently one is basically a criminal gangbanger suspect from another country, I believe, is here illegally. And then the other person with him apparently is in the prostitution business there as well. So, but expect so many in the liberal media to try to turn that story into something completely else, of course. Hey, January 9th, New Year's resolutions. How many of you don't even pay attention to New Year's resolutions? Okay, I'm with you there, right? But here's the thing a lot of people like to do the first of the year. Hey, you enjoyed the holidays. You enjoyed all those meals. You enjoyed all that food. You put on a few pounds over the holidays. And maybe you already had a bunch of weight you were wanting to lose before the holidays, and now you piled on more. But hey, don't even worry about it. Don't stress about it. Don't let it freak you out, because all you got to do is get a hold of my friends at Billings Last Diet. They've got a remote option now that is working wonders. I'll remote in from the Flathead to my diet coach in Billings. Tim and Savage lost 100 pounds on Billings Last Diet out there on the Mon-Dakistan border. So if you're in Missoula, if you're in Butte, you can too. Whether it's 30 pounds, whether it's, you know, a quick tune-up following the holidays, or 100 pounds plus, I'm telling you, Billings Last Diet is the way to do it. And even if you're somebody who's taking these GLP-1s, you're going to want to make sure you're feeding your body the nutrition that it needs while you lose the weight, because otherwise you might be destroying your body in the process by not giving it the proper nutrition. So Billings Last Diet, they're not only going to help you lose the weight, but they're going to help keep your body healthy in the process as well by feeding it the right things. BillingsLastDiet.com or give them a call, 294-6751. George Blackard, Freedom Friday. George always has some great things to share, some great things to talk about. You can message us on the app if you got something you want to talk about as well. We've got actually some great audio clips. I was going to maybe play one here at the end of this hour of the show. President Trump talking about Iran and the protests going on there.
But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.